Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. What's up, guys? We are currently at the beach on my Recharge Stronger retreat, and you're going to hear from our first sweaty sister, Brooke.
Hey, guys.
And she's going to tell you her story, her journey, and we have a little icebreaker at the end. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. Brooke, I want to hear about your journey with JGFG or just anything you want to share with us.
Journey with JGFG started in 2020. I was 9 months postpartum and had a husband who traveled about 75% of the time. We had gone to the gym. We worked out as a couple before children. But then once I had a baby, it just kind of fell off. So I wanted to get back into things, but I just didn't know how I would have the time to go to a gym with a 9-month-old at home and no husband. So some friends shared JGFG on Facebook, and I think I had texted her about it. It was Amber. And she had sent me the information, and I bought a set of weights, and I actually joined at the same time as my sister and bought a weight set and then did my first workout, and then the rest is history.
What was your first impression of your first workout?
Honestly, I was like, I don't know about this girl. I don't know how I feel. But I felt good that I was like doing something again. And so I actually look back at my pictures, and it's funny because like my back flex, I'm like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like I was glad that I had a little something, but ever since then, just like doing them every day. And I've been in and out, and I've had a second baby through being in the group. And so I didn't work out too much during my pregnancy. And then afterwards really like picked it up, and it's been really good actually in the last like year.
What was a game changer? We talked about you not posting and being involved in the group and then posting and how it made you more accountable and better version of you. Can you explain that from your perspective?
Shout out to Amanda Kay.
Always.
Yeah. She posted, or it was when she worked out with you. She said, get active in the group, and you always say, you get what you give. And 100%, it's true, because I didn't comment on things a lot. I'll just like them once here and there, but that's like all I love it. I love to lift people up and encourage them. And then I get it back, and it's really great.
It's cup filling.
For sure.
On the internet by a bunch of strangers that you sort of know because you see them every day. Mm-hmm. And you see them at a vulnerable state with no makeup, flexing, trying to be the best version of themselves, all here for a like-minded reason. And I'll stand by it for 6 years now. You get what you give inside of the JGFG group. And always, 10 out of 10 times, people have been here 2, 3 years, a year, a couple weeks, whatever. They're afraid to post, nervous for some reason. And I'm like, I get it. You're going in, you're being vulnerable. But if you can be vulnerable, all you want is connection and to feel loved. And wow, do you feel that there?
Yeah. I work from home, and so I don't have like the office camaraderie and, you know, friendships outside. I have friendships, but, you know, nothing like work relationships where I see people every day and talk to them. And so even just online, I see them, but we're all accountable for each other. And it's a whole different lifestyle now that I've been active. So
yeah,
I'm glad I did it.
I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
So tell me now something that you have overcome either in life or while you've been in the group or anything.
I have always been the type of person If you're my good friend, you know, I don't go to the bathroom by myself. Like we don't, I don't go to the bathroom. I don't go to movies. I don't go eat by myself. No way.
Why?
I don't know. Well, okay. So I'm the type of person that if I see like an old man or even a younger guy by himself, I'm like, oh my gosh, his spouse has passed or he is single and he doesn't have a girlfriend or she doesn't have a boyfriend. And I'm just like immediately my heart is broken for them. And it could just be that he has kids and a family at home or wife that he just doesn't want to hang out with, or same with if it's a girl. She just wants some alone time. But my thought immediately is like, oh my gosh, they're alone. And so I'm like, I want to invite them to my table. And so I don't want anyone to get that perception of me. And so I just don't. I don't go anywhere by myself. But since joining the group and being more active, I have friends outside of the my real life. And so, you know, on Facebook. And so I'm like, I can see them in person. And I love it. I've done so much more and got out of my bubble. And it's been great.
I love it that you are a twin. Mm-hmm. And I think any twin that I know kind of feels that way.
Yeah.
It's hard because you're kind of codependent your whole life. So then to be an individual. So is your twin like that? Shout out to Rihanna. but is she, you said she's the outgoing. She's like the one who is, doesn't mind it.
I'd say she does. Growing up, she would go out more and I would like stay in more. But I think that she wouldn't do things, I don't think, by herself. She wouldn't do what I'm doing now, but she's getting there.
The goal is to bring her on the next one.
Yeah. Come on.
Okay. I love that. That is hard. It's hard to, and I will say, anytime I see like an old man out, I'm like, but maybe he's just out and his wife's busy and he's just eating lunch by himself.
Yep.
Why do we go to worst case scenario? I think it's our heart of like, I just want to feel, make you feel included because I like to be included. And so I get it with that.
Yeah.
I thrive being alone sometimes. I love being surrounded by people, but I also equally love alone time. Mm-hmm. Do you not?
I get enough of it.
Just working.
And then when my kids get home, I mean, it's go, go, go. But then I thrive on like conversations and especially like in person. And I like to be with people.
So how are you feeling right now being with these seven other sorority sisters and me here on this retreat?
Amazing. It's been nothing short of amazing.
Were you overwhelmed when I picked you? What was your first like?
Kind of. But I was just like, well, the whole time, even while we were waiting to see who won, I'm like, these girls are pouring their hearts out into these videos. And I'm wearing this silly blonde wig, acting like Taylor Swift. And you know, like, I don't deserve to win this. Like this, they have way better reason to win. And so I was a little like, oh my gosh, this is actually really happening. Type of reaction when I got the purple ticket.
I love it. But I think that once I want to lead that to the next question of what's your favorite thing about yourself?
I love to entertain people. I love to make people laugh. It's like my favorite thing to do. I just like to lighten the mood a little bit and try not to be so serious all the time.
That's why I picked you.
No.
It's because you have this light around you where you can make any situation fun. We have some downpour rain and Brooke's like, let's go, girls. Like,
yep.
It's always a party. It's always fun. She brought her Taylor wig here in Florida.
Indeed.
And I love it. You have to have that vibe. It's all eight of you, I picked very carefully, and some I drew at random, and I was like, Jesus knows who needs to come, and that's it. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. You guys are such different crew, all of you, that you vibe so well together. I've loved watching your dynamic that you've grown just since being here.
I know. Every day while we've been here, I'm like, how many more sleeps do we have? Because it's just not enough. Like,
I know.
I can't wait.
I actually just got a text from the house owner, and they're like, we could keep you for one more day if you want. And I'm like, well, can you talk to Southwest Airlines about that
right.
and our family?
Yeah.
I would love it. Okay. What do you love most about JGFG?
The friendships I've gained outside of my normal close homegirl friendship. They know who they are.
You know who you are.
I've gained new friends, new experiences, and I love that I can show that to my kids. We talked about it last night. Like my girls are flexing and they're taking their shirts off, flexing their backs, and I'm showing them that girls can have muscles, and that's so cool.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. I love it. What is your favorite JGFG memory so far? And you've had a lot. And we talked about this. I don't keep tabs on who has won what. I treat every giveaway that I have as an individual giveaway. And Brooke brought it to my attention. Like, I feel very blessed because I've won a lot of things. And I'm like, you have? Because I try to make it so only about this. And so I honestly forgot that I've picked you for some other things because I don't keep track of it.
Right.
And so I have thought about it and asking that question. I'm like, you have had a lot of cool JGFG experiences. So what's your favorite one?
Oh, hands down, working out with you in person, recording with my sister. It was our birthday. We went and worked out together and spent the day. It was
We all had matching hair.
One that I'll never forget.
I was their triplet.
Yeah.
I love it.
You look just like us.
Absolutely. I loved that workout too. So what was, I just want to ask why that out of all of them, because you got a free ticket to the retreat, to my event in July. And I surprised you with your sister there, mm-hmm. which was very emotional and sweet. I loved that moment. And then this, and honestly, I forgot that you. And so what about that? Just because it was you both feeling empowered together?
Yeah, I feel like though I had my, I don't like to say this, I don't mean it in a bad way, but I feel like I had my crutch there. And so she's my person, you know? And so, yes, I felt empowered with her there, but I felt even more empowered by like working out with you and just being like, it's just us three, we're here. And just on another, like, not even another level, because I feel like you're the same, whether we're podcasting or we're working out together, the conversations, you're just a normal person, and just hanging out with you all day is just really cool.
I love it. Those are my favorite, because then I actually get to learn about you and know you guys deeper, and it's just a hangout, and I love it. Mm-hmm. So I have a question about like your twin dynamic. I always am intrigued with like twin sisters. And would you say like she's your best friend, obviously?
100%.
And so do you guys, just like out of curiosity, if you go hang out with, and I know what friends you're talking about, like your homegirls. Mm-hmm. If you were to go hang out, do you ever have like a dynamic where you feel left out? Because I have two sisters. And so I'm always curious if it's like you don't ever separate each other and like go without each other, or do you go do stuff separately?
In high school, there were some groups that she would hang out with and then I would hang out with. And sometimes I felt a little left out. Not really. I had my group, she had hers. And so it was a little bit different then, but going to college, we went to separate colleges together alone. But we eventually got back together and went to college together. And so I feel like we did our own thing for a little bit, and we still do. I mean, she has her friends, her neighborhood friends, and I have mine, kind of. I don't really have friends.
You have a ton of friends.
Of us. This is true. This is true. But I think either way, we just know, like, we're besties.
Yeah. You don't have to. It's unspoken.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love it because it could be like, it could just be so easily like you feeling left out, and you know, it's a sister thing. It's a girl thing.
Yeah.
I love hearing sister dynamics.
Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever felt left out necessarily, because I know she's going to call me and be like, well, what'd you guys do? And she's going to tell me everything. So it was basically like I was there.
I love
it. I just didn't have to change my clothes.
It's the best kind of going out. I love it. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple rapid fire questions. First thing that comes to your mind, and it's nothing fitness related or anything.
Okay.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be? And how would you use it?
I would take away a particular person's problem.
Ooh.
And fix it right now.
You and I
would give her exactly what she wants at this moment, right now.
I love that. That just shows your giving heart right there. I love that. What is the most adventurous thing you've ever done?
Probably this.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing besides your humor? about yourself?
My eyes. Physical?
Yeah, either. Both.
My eyes. Yeah.
I love your eyes, too. I just keep staring into them right now. And then, what is your favorite way to relax and unwind? You're at home. You've got no plans. What are you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
Are you watching TV?
Maybe like trash TV. Real Housewives of New Jersey, probably.
Hilarious. We're wildly different. I'm watching some crime show.
Oh, no. I got a trash TV is my jam.
That's hilarious. I love it. What's your favorite workout day?
Back day. And it's shocking to even come out of my mouth because when I first started, I hated back day. And my friends know I would text them and go, why don't I feel this where I'm supposed to feel it? And I sent you a video and I worked on my bent over rows and I've lifted heavy. I'm doing bent over rows with 50s, some reps, and I feel so freaking strong. Heck, I love it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's just to tell you, I have so many people who hate back day because it's the same issue.
Yep.
And then we do form videos one-on-one. We talk about it. And it's when you lift heavier, it's the game changer.
Yes.
You're like, there it is. And you have to be intentional with the squeeze. You need to slow down your reps. It's always a form. And then people end up loving it because they're like, there it is. And you feel so strong.
I can see my shoulders. I can see my biceps. Could I work on them and see more? Of course. But seeing it in your back and feeling it in your back, man, there's nothing like it.
What is your biggest struggle, I would say, along with, you know, just the workouts or macros or what is that?
Eating.
Yeah.
100%.
How come?
I don't know what to eat. Like, I know you give us all the tools and I'm just not good at like preparing things and thinking ahead of things. I'm just not that organized. So I can cook from your meal plan, but I'll do it like that day and there's nothing like prepared for the week. So when I did 75 hard, I had to. And so I don't know why I don't have that same mindset right now, but eating is the hardest.
Is that something on your to-do list for 2024?
100%. I want to because I'm working out and I see the muscles, but I think, man, what could I see if I was eating healthy? What could I do?
Following your macros.
Yes.
What about macros scares you?
All of it.
Okay.
I don't know, like on the way here, we were talking amongst the group in my car, how, when you go to a restaurant, what do you put in the app and how do you know? And they're like, well, yeah, just guess. And so I'm not there yet.
It's not true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Not true. But then why won't you message me and ask me that?
I should. And I just don't. I don't know. I don't know.
That's okay. No, that's totally fine. I was just curious because I'm sure other members are like, ooh, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm your resource.
This is true.
It's what you pay for.
Yeah.
And so
I haven't had macros from you since like.
I know.
2021.
Yep. But while we're in person on this retreat, we're going to find time and I'm going to teach you how to do it.
Okay.
And then you're going to leave and you're gonna be like, macros, because macros are food freedom. And I really, truly wish everyone could experience it because the minute, and I love it because here in the group with us here on this retreat, it's sprinkled. Some of them follow macros and some don't at all and are so afraid of it. And I'm like, yes. And so we're going to go there and we're going to talk about how to figure them. And you're going to all walk away and be like, yeah, I can do this. Okay. It's so easy.
And then Brianna, buckle up because you're going to do it too.
Come on, twin sister. I love it. And you will. And if you leave when you get home, 2 weeks of following your macros, you're going to be like, why did I wait so long to message Jen?
Yeah, I know. I think just getting into a routine and doing it would be a game changer. I haven't taken that leap yet.
I get it. And it's almost like a, let's tackle one thing at a time. And I highly encourage that. If you're like, I just need to focus on one thing. And it's like establishing your workout routine, establishing your crew of people to keep you accountable. You're feeling super empowered with that. What's my next tool? Everyone goes at a different pace. So adding a tool to your tool belt one step at a time, we're in no rush. There's no hurry to get there. Mm-hmm. And I love it when you can feel very empowered at one thing and master one thing. So then now the workouts are easy. The accountability is easy. You've got your friends in the group and out of the group. You're like thriving as this person. The last tool we need to add is to figure your macros. You're going to follow your macros for X time between me and you. It's all individualized. And then when you feel ready, that's when we switch from macros to intuitive eating. And you're still seeing changes when we get your body to that point. Yep. And you, then you're like, what the heck's happening? This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so it's nothing but goodness just adding to the belt of all the things.
Yeah.
So those are my rapid fire questions. We're going to go to two lies, one truth.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you?
I'm ready. You go first.
Okay. I'm a twin. I was once, as a kid, just me, not my twin sister, was casted for Mickey Mouse Club. And I've been with my husband, not married for this long, but been with him for 16 years.
I feel like I really want to say that you were casted for the Mickey Mouse Club because it totally fits your personality.
And this is one truth and two lies, right? Okay. I got to think of, okay. That's your go. That's your answer.
That's the truth is your Mickey Mouse Club.
That's a lie.
I kind of knew it, but I'm like, that's going to be the truth. I know it is. You've been with your husband or you were casted.
The lie is casted. Okay. I was not cast on Mickey Mouse Club.
I wish you were.
It'd be pretty cool if I was with like Britney Spears or Justin Timberlake.
You could have told me like, I know Taylor Swift and I would have believed you.
You're in her presence right now.
Absolutely. And she's got the wig on. Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. Mine are, I have never been out of the country. I have a birthmark on my head and I love mushrooms. Which is the truth?
So you only have one truth.
One truth, two lies.
Okay. So I gave two truths.
That's okay.
Okay. You have one truth.
I have one truth, two lies for me. I'll read them again. I've never been out of the country. I love mushrooms and I have a birthmark on my head. Which is the truth?
I think you love mushrooms.
That is a lie.
Really?
I have a birthmark on my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, stop putting mushrooms in your
I love mushroom coffee, though. But yes. I don't eat them. I don't like the taste of mushrooms.
Don't know that I've ever tasted one.
I know. They really don't have a taste. Okay. I can put them on a recipe and not eat it. And it's fine.
I think it's like the gooey, like when they're like cooked.
I think it's the texture.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
Yes. And now she has a question for me. I said you can ask me any question you want, and here we go.
We'll start slow.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
What's the best and worst part of what you do?
Best part is, my favorite part is obviously helping people just become a better version of themselves. The absolute most rewarding part where that lights a fire in me every single time is whenever it clicks. You'll have this aha moment, and everyone has it when they're consistent and they're doing this. They get this aha moment and they will always message me. If you ever have that, please message me, because that's literally what keeps me going. Is it's usually mid-workout and it's something that you're usually struggling with. If you've messaged me, we've talked about form, it's something where you look in the mirror and you're like, I am the strongest in the room. Share those aha moments being shared with me, favorite thing in the whole world. The worst thing, that's hard. I don't think that I have one really bad thing around it. It would be, for me personally, finding work-life balance. Mm.
Yeah. I don't know how you do it all anyway.
Very hard. It's so rewarding. Mm-hmm. And my kids and my husband are the reason behind that this works.
And God bless them, because
yes,
they just go with the flow and it's awesome.
They're 100%. If they weren't who they were and love me and support me the way they do, this could not happen,
right?
Any of this.
So impressive. If you could redo one thing in your life, what would it be?
Oh. Okay, it's God's plan totally and the timing, but I would have had Ava closer to Reed. But I was afraid. I had a really traumatic birth with Reed, and I really thought, like, no way. And then somebody told me, if you ever think about having another baby, just do it, because you always regret not. She's like, I always want another baby and I never did it. She said, my dad was on his deathbed and was like, you should have had another baby, because you always wanted it. She's like, but I'm in my 40s now and there's absolutely no way. And if God thinks I need another kid, he will put it in my life. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, she did not know that I needed to hear that, because I had wanted a baby for 3 years. And I was like, I have to get over the fear of this traumatic birth again. And then, of course, you know, I have another traumatic birth, even more traumatic.
Right.
And that's okay. I got Ava out of it and we're both alive and it's great. But that would be, if I could change anything, I would change it and make them closer. Just because I had a large age group or age gap with my sisters and I always felt like an only child. And so I hope Ava does not feel like an only child. But then I look at them and the way they love her. And she's so independent and she just acts as old as them at 1.5 that I'm like, this is God's plan. He knew this. And that just shows that we have to give it to him and we're riding and we're here, but he fully has control of the stirrups here.
Perfect story for you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you, Brooke, for being here with me.
You're welcome.
We love you guys. You are strong.
You are powerful.
And you're worthy. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.